Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus. Joining us, our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey there, Ian.
Well, last week you left us with a challenge about baseball.
I did. I said, start with the name Babe Ruth. Change one letter to an S, then rearrange the result to spell a thing and a person, both of which you might see at a ballpark. What are they?
Well, I didn't exactly call my shot, but I was finally able to figure out the thing is a bat and the person is an usher.
Both.
Or Usher, the R&B star himself.
Yes, he may also be at a ballpark, but you are correct. All right, Ian, May 4th and 5th are this year's dates for the running of the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby, respectively. So this week we celebrate the sport of kings with a quiz about horse racing.
Oh, this should be fun.
I thought you might like this one. First one, the term for a bet that predicts the horses that will come in first, second, and third places in the correct order.
I've placed a few and not hit many, a trifecta.
That is correct. And if you do a trifecta box, then you get all permutations of that bet. So basically you're making six bets in one.
You also get a lot poorer.
That is correct. Your money runs out of your pocket much faster. The 2003 Oscar-nominated film about a Depression-era horse who becomes an unlikely champion, starring Tobey Maguire as the horse's jockey.
The jockey was Red Pollard. The movie is Seabiscuit.
It is correct, based on the book by Laura Hillenbrand. The only race in horse racing's Triple Crown whose name contains part of the name of the track at which the race is run.
That's the Belmont Stakes.
That is correct. Run at Belmont Park in New York. Kentucky Derby is run at Churchill Downs, and the Preakness Stakes is run at Pimlico.
For now.
For now. The term for a type of horse race run on a course containing a series of obstacles, usually fences and ditches, over which the riders must maneuver their horses.
That's the steeplechase.
That is correct. Named because the original courses they set up, they used church steeples to mark the beginning and the end of the course.
Huh.
We're all about bonus facts here. And finally, a hometown question for you. The author who set a scene in his novel Diamonds Are Forever at the Saratoga Racecourse.
Is that Ian Fleming?
It is Ian Fleming. That is correct. Diamonds Are Forever being a James Bond book. The Saratoga Racecourse is the oldest organized sporting venue of any kind in the U.S.
And I'm happy to keep it going whenever I'm in my hometown.
Well, Ian hit what we are going to call the quintfecta this week. He went 5 for 5. Let us know how well you did. Write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or go to wamc.org/anyquestions for some extra credit questions or to take another look at this week's challenge, which I leave to Mike.
Think of a seven-letter word for an area often seen adjacent to a racetrack. Change the middle letter to an L, and the result will name something often used to keep an area secure. What is the area and what is the thing? So again, think of a seven-letter word for an area often seen adjacent to a racetrack. Change the middle letter to an L, and the result will name something often used to keep an area secure. What is the area and what is the thing?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Mike, I'll meet you at the finish line.
All right, off to the races again next week, Ian. See you then.